This is Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones saying stay tuned for Ed Rudy's coverage of the Rolling Stones in America.
Bill Wyman is best known as the married Rolling Stone, and his gaunt appearance and very long hair makes him stand out. Bill plays the bass guitar with the group and the piano for his own enjoyment. He is 5'8" tall and was born on October 29th, 1941, in Lewisham, just south of the Thames River, near London. He is the father of a baby boy. Bill Wyman enjoys reading poetry, and his hobby is studying the stars. But he hasn't had much time for it since he became a star himself.
One of you is married. Who is that?
Me.
I know it. That's why I asked. Do you find that your fans are any different than the rest of the fellas? Do you attract a unique type because you're the married Stone?
No, I think it's just the same, you know. It doesn't seem to make difference to them too much. Not in England, anyway. I don't know about America. But in England, the fans are fans, whether you're married, single, divorced, or, you know, just horrible.
Do you find a great deal of difference between the American gals and the British gals as fans? We're not going to ask you anything else because you're a married man. I'm sure you wouldn't know, but as fans?
No, they seem just as interested in you, you know. And they scream just as loud and they like your records just as much. I think they're about the same.
Are the pebble people here wilder than they are in England?
No, about the same.
You mean you get this fantastic response practically any place in the world that you go?
Yeah, all except for Switzerland. They're a bit old-fashioned there.
Yeah, well, that country has been there so long, I imagine there's a shortage of teenagers.
A shortage of something. I don't know what it is, but it's short of it, you know.
What's your reaction to some of these horrible magazine articles?
Well, as far as what they say about us, it doesn't bother me because I think the true fans know what we're like and the people who like us. And as far as they're concerned, writing them, I think it only shows up their lack of, you know, writing well. That's all. If they've got nothing better to write about, I think, you know, they should give up.
Right. Bill, how did this come about, this thing with writing miserable articles about the Stones? Did this originate in Europe? Did it start here? How did it come about?
It started when we started in England, you know, but by now in England, everybody knows what we really are like, so they don't write things that are untrue, you know. But of course, whenever you go to a new country, as we are fairly new in America, you get the same thing starting again, you know. And after a certain period, it will wear off. Thank you.